Conservative political activist, Barnes for New Hampshire, the New Hampshire Muckraker here today. We are going to talk about central bank digital dollar, CBDC. This is something that I just recently started researching. It looks like they were making changes to UCC records back in 2022 because they actually updated New Hampshire State's statute section 382A that became effective in January 1st, 2023. Now, the reason why I became aware of this and how we have current legislation right now at the State House talking about this, making it easier for a central bank digital dollar controlled by the government, is because someone sent me a Tucker Carlson interview with Kristi Noem. This is from March 20th, and I'm actually going to play it for you. Listen to their conversation, and then we're going to have a discussion about it. So if you just bear with me 1 minute, my computer is just not liking me today.
Protect their money. And of course, politicians are using that concern to their advantages always. Several states are now trying to centralize currency with these so-called central bank digital currency, which is, by the way, not currency at all, it's software. But, well, good. Obviously, this is a tool of total social control. If they control your money, if they can zero out your bank account with a keystroke, then you have no autonomy. Well, in the state of South Dakota, legislators just passed a bill that would have changed the definition of money to exclude cryptocurrency, and that would put the state on a path to centralized digital currency. South Dakota's governor, Kristi Noem, the only governor we're aware of who's paying attention to this, vetoed that bill. She joins us tonight to explain why. Governor, thank you very much for doing this first and for coming on. Why did you do it? You're obviously under pressure not to veto it, but you did. Why did you?
Well, Tucker, it was the right thing to do. I became aware of this bill. It wasn't introduced until almost halfway through our legislative session. We started reading through this bill that was over 110 pages long. It was sold as an update to the guidelines of the Universal Commercial Code, backed by all of our financial institutions, our banks. As we started reading through it, we saw the section of the bill that changed the definition of currency. And essentially what it did was pave the way for a government-led CBDC, and it also banned any other form of cryptocurrency or Bitcoin or digital currency that existed. So for me, it very clearly was a threat to our freedom. In South Dakota, we are the session that completes its business earliest in the year. We are the first ones to really look at this bill and find out the truth of what's in it. And I did veto that bill. I'm asking my legislators to change their minds, to make the right decision and help me kill this bill once and for all. But I'm telling you, Tucker, we've got the same language coming to over 20 other states. I believe it's to pave a way for the federal government to control our currency and thus control people. It should be alarming to everyone, and it's being sold as a UCC guidelines update. There's no rush to do this. We need to be smart and make sure that we're doing what we can to protect people. I find it ironic that we also are having this discussion at the same time we have banks and credit card companies talking about coding gun and ammunition in a separate code so they can track it. So not only can they tie these two issues together, if the government doesn't approve of what you're purchasing, if they have the only form of digital currency out there and that is endorsed and utilized in the country, they can control how you spend that money and thus take away all your freedom.
So nicely put, and I don't think you're overstating at all the significance of this. Really quickly, do you think, and you want to give everyone the benefit of the doubt on their motives, but do you think that legislators in your state understand what this bill was actually designed to do?
I don't know if they read it, Tucker. That's what is alarming right. to me, is it was over 110 pages long, and they were told by lobbyists that they had listened to for the last 20 years that it's fine. It's just a regulation update. This is what we do, is adopt federal regulations. But if you start reading it, you see in there is a redefinition of currency that it says government CBDCs are okay if they're run by the government, but any other form is then banned. It is clearly a change for how people's assets are utilized. It clearly limits the freedom of people to use other forms of currency that they may choose to if it is a digital currency. And it is clearly putting power into the hands of government. If anything we should have learned the last several years is the government can't be trusted. You know, Bill Tucker, what I was surprised by was that, you know, the bills that have made it to my desk this year, people think about South Dakota being conservative and being a very Republican state. The first bill I had to veto was a tax increase. Now this has made it to my desk. We've got other challenges as well.
I really hope that what you've done inspires other governors. Appreciate your coming out tonight, Governor Kristi Noem.
So there you have it. Governor Noem, who always, in my view, is fighting to protect the freedoms of her state. She's the first governor to speak out against this type of legislation. And after reading, we're going to go back to the article itself that was published on Fox News. So here we go. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. So you just listened to what she had to say. And
so
about
the
how
in the banking sector.
About how this this is being sold as an update to UCC regulations, which have been, you know, something that happens quite regularly since looking at New Hampshire, at least since the 1960s. So let's go dig into this article a little bit, and then I am going to share with you how I have directly related what Governor Noem was discussing with Tucker on Monday with current legislation that is actually just got passed by the House on Wednesday. There is no roll call vote. I cannot find a roll call vote, which in my view is very non-transparent. If the House is going to vote something into law, we should know exactly, we the people should know exactly what representatives voted yes and what representatives voted no. But it is showing both on nh.gov as well as New Hampshire Legiscan as no roll call vote available. It now states that it is in the Senate committee. Sponsors to this bill, which we're going to directly link with what Governor Noem speaks about, it's House Bill 584, is sponsors are all Republican, State House representatives. We have Representative Amon, Pachacek, Edwards, Osborne, Bernardi, and Hunt, and we also have Democratic State Representative Waters that sponsored this bill. So that's House Bill 584, and what that does a lot is it's updating an existing RSA 382, which is the Uniform Commercial Code statute. A lot of it became effective in 2007, but if we look, the general definitions of the statute were amended in sometime in 2022, it looks like, and they became effective January 1st of 2023. So as we can see, this has been in the works in New Hampshire for quite some time, as with a lot of other things have been. We've touched upon housing, energy regulations, things like that. We know that New Hampshire, although our governor claims that it's into a small government, you know, less tax bracket of out of the nation, that's not true. We don't have any evidence that he is for less government. And that still seems to be the narrative that's getting sold everywhere. Well, I've provided several examples on my website, and I hope that people take the time to look at it. So now we're going to go back to the Fox News article. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem just vetoed a little publicized but extremely important bill that would have made it easier for the federal government to implement a central bank digital currency. In choosing to veto the legislation, Noem bravely took on her own party, which dominates South Dakota's legislature. Hopefully lawmakers in other states will soon take notice. Identical legislation is being offered in more than 20 other states. New Hampshire is included. And we actually have podcaster Tom Rentz, I don't know if you follow him. His information is on Twitter. He did a Substack article, and he brought up all the states that were proposing this type of amendment, UCC amendment, and New Hampshire was brought up, House Bill 584, prime sponsor Keith Amon. So he talks about it too, which I'll attach that article in the podcast for some additional information. So we're talking about, this is currently there's 20 other states that are planning on doing this. She said that this is an effort to amend various parts of the Uniform Commercial Code. The UCC is not a federal law, but rather a state law passed in all 50 states. It's been around for more than a century, and it continues to play an important role in ensuring that commercial activity operates smoothly across state lines. Because the nature of commerce is always changing, the UCC must be updated on occasion, and that's exactly what bills like this aim to do. Many of the proposed amendments to the code in House Bill 1193, which this is the South Dakota bill, are valuable. But the drafters of the legislation also included a few extremely troubling, completely unnecessary provisions. Those would make it easier for consumers to use a programmable, traceable, controllable central bank digital dollar in certain kinds of commercial activities, should the federal government choose in the future to create one. The existing UCC already includes provisions that would effectively allow central bank digital currency to be used in many commercial arrangements. Instead of making it easier to use CBDCs, which for the most part do not yet exist in any major economy in the world, the UCC should be amended to make it much harder. Rather than encourage the use of these CBDCs, lawmakers should be discouraging it. In addition to new language that apply to future CBDCs, the proposed amendments would also make it difficult for cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin to ever be considered money. Because why? That's private. That's not with the government. These amendments to the UCC codes, these changes of definitions, are going to not allow Bitcoin to be considered money. And we're going to trace that right out to New Hampshire in 1 minute. I just want to finish this article. So Noem vetoed the bill, and we should all be glad she did. It's important to note that the proposed updates to the UCC would not establish a digital currency nor require its creation in the future. It would, however, help lay the foundation for a central bank digital currency or other government-mandated digital currency in the future. The bill would have made it easier in South Dakota to use CBDCs in certain kinds of transactions and included absolutely no provisions that would forbid the use of programmable central bank digital currency as it applies to the commercial code. The amended UCC includes several provisions dealing with cryptocurrencies in a future central bank digital currency. For example, the South Dakota bill defined electronic money, even though no such thing has yet to be established by a major global economy. Another section would prevent all or nearly all existing cryptocurrencies and digital currencies from being considered money, including Bitcoin. Thus, only a government-created currency could ever be considered electronic money. A significant provision would impose detailed rules governing when a person would be considered to have control of electronic money. Most disturbingly, the definition of exclusive control of electronic money appeared in Section 45. It includes a provision that states a power is exclusive even if the electronic money, a record attached to or logically associated with the electronic money, or a system in which the electronic money is recorded limits the use of the electronic money or has a protocol program to cause a change, including a transfer or loss of control. And if you go to New Hampshire House Bill 584, as it's proposed, Section 35, Control of Electronic Money, the same exact language is in that bill that was in the South Dakota bill that Noem vetoed. As this language clearly shows, the update to the UCC was written specifically to account for the future development of a programmable digital currency or currencies created and/or controlled by the government, one that could be manipulated by a system, a protocol designed for the currency. So if Congress were to someday create an official electronic currency that is programmable, it would pose significant threats to Americans' liberty and privacy rights. A programmable digital currency could easily be controlled and tracked by a government agency or central bank, Everything you buy using the digital dollar could be recorded no matter where you go in the country. A digital currency could also be manipulated so that it could only be used in certain situations of the design so Americans would not be permitted to buy certain products or services. Okay, it may all sound like a crazy plot, but it isn't. The Fed Reserve has been studying the advantages of developing programmable central bank digital currency for years, and President Biden ordered the federal government to weigh the advantages and disadvantages of a programmable currency in March of 2022. In September of 2022, Biden released policy objectives for a future digital currency. He also directed the federal government to study the issue further and instructed leadership of key government agencies, National Security Council, Treasury Department, to meet regularly and with officials from the Fed Reserve to discuss working groups' progress and share updates. The Biden admin appears to be gearing up for the development and distribution of a programmable digital dollar, something the vast majority of voters likely don't want. That is why it is so strange that numerous Republican state lawmakers are choosing not to do everything in their power to stop the use of a future CBDC through the commercial code. So there we have it. So link that directly to New Hampshire. Well, they are redefining money. They actually did that in January. It became effective for January 1st, 2023. They amended RSA 382A:1, Section 201, General Definitions. And they state that definitions of money, money means a medium of exchange that is currently authorized or adopted by a domestic or foreign government. The term includes a monetary unit of account established by an intergovernmental organization or pursuant to an agreement between two or more countries. The term does not include an electronic record that is a medium of exchange recorded and transferable in a system that existed and operated for the medium of exchange before the medium of exchange was authorized or adopted by a government or organization. So what they're saying is anything that existed prior to this programmable digital currency is no longer going to be considered money. This is scary, folks. These representatives that sponsored this bill, I'm sure a lot of it has to do with what Noam talked about. They listen to lobbyists and bureaucrats that they've been listening to for decades, and they don't quite see the long-term effects of this. But I'm with Governor Noam. This legislation needs to be stopped. I'm not sure whether the state senators are going to listen to us. This is definitely part of the global agenda, so I don't see Sununu vetoing it. But it definitely needs to be known by the public that this is happening. This is all planned out. It has been in the works. The state has been run by globalists now for over 6 years. We need to wake up to that. And we need to stop creating legislation, bills, statutes. We need to be repealing. That's what should be happening in Concord. And that's what should be happening by these conservative representatives that we have, the ones that are calling them conservative. Let's get rid of the bureaucracy. Remember what President Reagan said. What is fascism? It's when the private sector is controlled by the government. That is exactly what we have here in New Hampshire. End the madness, defund the state government, defund Biden, and start calling them out and telling them enough is enough. We want laws repealed. We don't want any more legislation created.